Here's a thought about small light. And I must confess, this idea comes to me precisely because I've been spending a lot of time the last couple of months acquainting myself, learning, reading about, studying the work of Italian painter Caravaggio. He was a master of what I call the small light. Think of the candle light or the small window that's casting mostly shadows with a little tiny bit of illumination. Look at his work. You can do so on the internet, and you'll find lots and lots of images that have a very small source of light. And what that light does is it isolates the subject against a very dark background, most of the time black, sometimes with just a little bit of detail. I think it's a marvelous view. I think it's an illumination that causes our eye to wander the image in a very specific way. And draws attention to the most important aspects of the composition. Caravaggio does it so well. Well, why can't we do that too in photography? So I've been experimenting a lot of late with small light photography, a single light source, maybe a flashlight, maybe a small window, maybe a single bulb, maybe a candle, maybe the light from a cell phone. There's lots of opportunities because in society today, we have lots of small points of light. We've just been through the holidays. Think of Christmas lights. There are lots of opportunities to use small light in photography, and it's such a fascinating way to look at the world and to draw attention to certain elements by bringing them out of the shadows. I just love it.